Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Hot as a firecracker on the 4th of July. Coming up, I'll help you plan out your Independence Day activities as we deal with heat and the chance of thunderstorms.
Also, new at noon, people across the Triangle are spending part of their day off in line at the gas pumps. There's no shortage, so why are they waiting a half hour or longer on a holiday?
And fireworks should be the only thing fired into the skies tonight. A message from police not to fire guns in the air to celebrate the 4th. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for joining us. The word of the day, hydrate.
Yeah, we're already under heat advisory, and that's just a piece of the story. Meteorologist Brian Schrader is here to help you plan your 4th of July activities accordingly. Brian?
And, you know, so many communities are having celebrations this afternoon, including in downtown Apex, as we take a look at this live camera on the WRAL Live Cam Network along Salem Street there. They have another hour to go or so in the old-fashioned July 4th celebration downtown. 89 degrees is the air temperature, but that muggy dew point at 76 means that we have a lot of moisture in the air, which means it feels warmer than 89 degrees. That's what we use to calculate that heat index. So as we take a look around the viewing area right now, 90 degrees in Raleigh, but that heat index feeling like 95 because of all the humidity in the air. And take a look at Fayetteville and in Clinton. We are now at 108 for the heat index in Clinton right now with an air temperature of 89. So we are definitely in that heat advisory criteria south and east of the Triangle. Exactly what the National Weather Service was thinking when they issued this heat advisory. It is in effect until 8 p.m. We're going to see heat index values up to 105, maybe even 110 degrees in some spots south and east of the Triangle. So in Lillington, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, and much of Johnston County over toward Wilson, you need to plan for that hot weather later this afternoon. Try to limit your time outdoors. The good news is that we're going to stay dry through the afternoon. In Raleigh, even though it's going to be hot, 95 degrees at 4 p.m., if you have a cookout this afternoon, you should be in pretty good shape. But then as we head into the late afternoon, early evening, we're going to be watching for a couple of thunderstorms developing, and one or two of those could become severe. We do have a level one risk for severe weather south and east of the Triangle. We will take a look at the most recent run of Futurecast and time it out for you coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, Brian, as you just aptly pointed out on this hot Independence Day, North Carolina beaches are popular destinations. Let's go back to Laura Levine in the WRAL Live Center with a look at why swimmers should be careful along our coastline today. Laura.
Yeah, Ken, here in the Live Center, we are keeping our eyes right here on this map of Carolina beaches here on the coast where there is a risk for rip currents. Now, right now, there is a moderate risk for rip currents, which means life-threatening rip currents are possible. So you always want to swim near a lifeguard and remember to heed their advice when out there. Now, this comes as we're checking with the National Weather Service. Currently, there have been no water rescues to report as so far for today. But I wanted you to know that, however, the most likely time for strong rip currents to occur is a couple hours either side of the low tide. So what that means is around 2:30 this afternoon is when we're going to get that update about any possible rip current or water rescues. That is, since Friday, there's been more than 350 water rescues.
Oh boy, Laura Levine reporting the WRAL Live Center. Laura, thanks.
Most people are not working today, but there is still plenty of traffic around area gas stations. That's because Sheetz dropped its prices in honor of the holiday. WRAL's Eric Miller is live in Durham, where the gas prices aren't the only reason people are on the roads. Eric.
All right, Renee, we got a lot going on. We've got Eno Fest, we've got other 4th of July celebrations, but the thing that's causing the most traffic right behind me, right there. And no, that is not a mirage, despite how hot it is. Gas prices at Sheetz are $1.1776. Of course, honoring 1776 for the 4th of July, and that is causing some pretty big traffic backups in this area. You take a look at some of this video that we got from this location. This is Fraser Street and North Duke Street here. We have backups of multiple blocks on Fraser Street. Sometimes wrapping all the way around to Roxbury, if you know just how far that is. That's 3-4 blocks at this point. Those backups also spilling over onto North Duke Street. And the thing is, folks are happy to sit and wait in these lines. We've been talking to people all morning here. Some people have been here as long as 40 minutes, but you know what? They say that wait is worth it.
I figure, hey, at the price it is, what difference does it make? If you need it, go get it. If you have to sit out here for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, 2 to 3 hours. Hope not. Well, Sheetz started this promotion just after midnight last night, early this morning, and they are running it until these gas stations run out of gas here. You know, they certainly got the lines to dry up the pumps here. If you're wondering how this price compares, AAA says the statewide average for gas in North Carolina right now, $3.22, nearly twice what people are paying here. Renee?
Well, you can see why people are willing to wait for $1.77, a nod to 1776. Eric Miller, live in Durham. Thank you.
Well, check out the lines at some other Sheetz gas stations around the Triangle area. Cars are stopped on Glenwood Avenue waiting to turn into the Sheetz there. With so many people off today, they are taking advantage of this deal. Our photographer got this video around 9 o'clock this morning. So far, the gas supply seems to be holding out just fine. Well, one of our directors took this picture when she stopped for gas on her way in this morning. Or should we say while she waited in line. This is the Sheetz on Tryon Road. She said it took about a half hour to get up to the gas pump. And we're seeing the same scenario play out in Chapel Hill. Traffic was backed up into the intersection of MLK Boulevard when our crew was there this morning. Now, a reminder, the sale is for today only. Of course, you can always find the lowest gas prices in the area on WRL.com. Search fuel in on our website or the WRL News app.
Folks don't want to pass up a deal. New at noon, we have answers from the town of Apex about the finale of their fireworks show. Many of you have written into us since the show last night wanting to know if something went wrong to create this fireball in the show's finale. The town uploaded this version to Facebook. Some of you even sent us your own versions. So we checked with Apex, and a spokesperson tells us the fireball was a planned part of the finale and that it's a signature move for the company that was hired to put on the fireworks. Durham police are asking the community not to participate in celebratory gunfire tonight. It's been an issue that has killed several residents, some in front of friends and family as bullets fell from the sky. WRL's Monica Casey spoke with investigators about these open cases. Monica, what are they saying?
Well, Durham police say guns should be used for self-defense, not celebration. Two women have been killed in Durham by celebratory gunfire, one in July of 2020 on the 4th, the other on New Year's Eve of 2021. Investigators say their cases are as close to unsolvable as it gets. Paulette Thorpe was shot on July 4th of 2020, sitting outside a friend's house. The bullet that killed her fell from the sky, and police say it's almost impossible to trace. Dolores Burwell was killed by celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve of 2021, another case that is open but inactive. Durham Police Department investigator Adam Baumgarten tells me these cases are tough to solve, especially years later.
When you have hundreds of rounds being fired, you know, however many we have, those people aren't thinking, okay, well, it was me, let me come forward and go to the police and bring them my gun for them to compare to, because it could have been one of, you know, 100 or 200, however many people.
He recommends gun owners lock their weapons up tonight so that they or others aren't tempted to fire them in the air.
These holidays, people are drinking, people aren't thinking about the consequences of their actions. You know, even one alcoholic drink can impair your judgment to where normally you wouldn't be shooting a gun in the air, but your judgment's impaired, you have a gun, and you shoot off a few rounds.
And investigator Baumgarten emphasizes police cannot be everywhere tonight, and ShotSpotter only covers 3 square miles of the city. It's up to gun owners not to fire those weapons in the air. Renee?
We hope they can find other ways to celebrate. Monica Casey, live in Durham.
Well, new information this noon hour about a state trooper shot on the job in the eastern part of our state. The trooper returned fire, killing that other man. Trooper Jeffrey L. Dunlop has been with the State Highway Patrol for 13 years. He's on administrative leave while the case is investigated. Now, the State Highway Patrol says Trooper Dunlop stopped to help a stranded motorist along I-26 near Asheville about 7:30 last night. That driver pulled out a gun and shot Dunlop in the chest. The trooper's ballistic vest stopped the bullet, and he was able to return fire. That other man died at the scene. The man who was killed is identified as 57-year-old Wesley Taylor of Leicester.
A man is dead after being hit by a tractor trailer on I-95 in Johnston County. This happened around 1:30 this morning. Authorities say the man was driving down the service road next to I-95 when he went off the road and hit a tree. He then started walking across the interstate. That's when he was hit by a tractor trailer. Authorities say the driver will not face charges. Another crash happened later when a second tractor trailer hit a fire truck while trying to merge. No one was hurt in that crash.
WRL is working diligently to get answers after Carowinds say it performs daily inspections of rides but somehow missed a large crack on the side of a popular roller coaster. This is new video of state inspectors at that theme park near Charlotte Monday. They showed up days after a man spotted a large break on a beam on the Fury 325 coaster. The ride was eventually shut down after the video went viral. Another guest shared a photo from nearly a week ago before showing what appears to be the start of the break. They looked closer at their photo after that video was released. We're waiting to hear back from Carowinds.
Some of you in Johnson County will need to boil your water today before you drink it. The town of Selma says its water will not be safe to drink without boiling it first until later today. Crews had to fix a water main break on Monday at River Road near Thompson Drive. A town spokesperson says customers in that area had either low water pressure or no water at all for most of the day. Some restaurants had to close early. About 2,900 water customers are impacted.
Well, New York City is getting ready for a fireworks show that will be watched all across the country. The final sound checks and setups are underway for the Macy's 47th 4th of July fireworks show. 60,000 shells will be launched from the side of the East River. Live performances will lead up to the grand fireworks show. You can watch it all starting at 8 tonight right here on WRL.
Next at noon, one of the Triangle's most highly anticipated fireworks displays happening tonight at the DBAP, where you're looking live right now. How the Bulls are prepping for the big event following tonight's baseball game against the Norfolk Tides.
Also, Christmas is about 5 months away. We'll tell you why the nation's retailers are already looking ahead and bracing for a cool down this holiday shopping season.
And at 12:30, a dip in the ocean is a popular way to cool down on this Independence Day. But on Long Island, beaches are on alert. We'll tell you why in our next half hour.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center. While many people have already made it to their 4th of July celebration, some people are still traveling. We are monitoring cancellations and delays out of RDU, where you can see, according to FlightAware, 21 flights have been delayed and 3 are canceled. A lot of the airlines impacted are Frontier as well as Southwest. And if we get a bigger picture of where things look across the country, of course, this is nothing compared to when folks were heading out on Friday, but we are seeing larger impacts in New York and in Dallas and Houston, Texas. Travel experts are predicting tomorrow to be the biggest day of travel, of course, next to Friday when folks were heading out.
Laura, thanks. Check this out, a live look at the DBAP. In just a few hours, a crowd will fill those seats to watch America's game on America's birthday and celebrate it all afterwards with a fireworks extravaganza. WRL's Kelsey Coffey shows us how the team behind the scenes is preparing for the big event.
Hundreds of people will be cheering on the Bulls and celebrating the 4th tonight here at the DBAP. Gates will open at 5:30 tonight, and the first pitch will be at 6:35. The Bulls are going head-to-head with the Norfolk Tide and will close out the game with a fireworks show. Check out this video of last year's fireworks. Tickets are still available online for tonight's game. They're also giving out some red, white, and blue swag. If you come to the game, you can get a rally towel specially made for the 4th.
This is like our Super Bowl in baseball. We absolutely love it. The 4th of July, you know, hot dogs, baseball, cold drinks, fireworks. I don't know what's better than that, honestly, right?
If you're coming out to the game, you have tons of parking options between the American Tobacco Campus and City of Durham parking decks. So be sure to come here early because it's going to be packed and you don't want to miss a spot. This is the perfect way for you to spend the holiday with your family. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
Well, here's a look at some of the largest celebrations happening in our area tonight. Raleigh's July 4th celebration at Dick's Park starts at 5. We saw crews setting up for the big fireworks show yesterday. You can expect music, games, plenty of food as well. The fireworks start at 9:30. And this reminder, there will be no parking at Dick's Park. Shuttles will be available from downtown. Well, you can celebrate Independence Day in Chapel Hill with fireworks tonight at Southern Community Park. It opens at 7 with the show planned for about 9:20. You're encouraged to bring your own blankets, chairs, and picnic baskets to enjoy the show.
Fort Liberty will host its first July 4th celebration under its new name this year. Gates will open to the public at 3. The fun will include live music featuring singers Gavin DeGraw and Sheryl Crow, as well as the 82nd Division Rock Band. There will also be food, games, and of course, fireworks that will start at 9:45. You can find a full list of July 4th events in our area on the Out and About section on WREL.com.
Typical
of 4th of July around here, hot and steamy. That's how we do it in North Carolina.
And we just mentioned Dix Park. It's going to be a fun-filled evening tonight. Let's get over to meteorologist Brian Schrader with an amazing look at White Lake. For the first time, we're seeing people enjoying that lake.
It's crowded.
We put this camera in just a couple of months ago, and typically nobody's out there, but they're making up for it today. This is in Bladen County, just south of Fayetteville, and you can see a lot of people enjoying a hot, sticky day in the water there at White Lake. So it looks like they're having a good time. Certainly want to try to find some relief for the heat this afternoon. Take a look at our current temperatures along with the heat index. In this blue box, that's the air temperature in Fayetteville right now, 90 degrees, but you add in the humidity and it feels like 104 degrees. In Clinton, 90 degrees with the heat index right now of 109 degrees. We are in that heat advisory criteria already south and east of the triangle. Goldsboro, you're feeling like 102 right now. In the triangle area proper, about 95 degrees is the heat index value when you add in that humidity with the air temperature. We're going to be under this heat advisory for areas just south and east of the triangle until 8 o'clock this evening. Heat index values between 105 and 110 possible later this afternoon. Now, coming up in our next half hour, I'm going to take you hour by hour to show you where exactly the hottest temperatures are going to be and how high they're going to be later this afternoon. As we check in around Raleigh for the rest of the afternoon, if you've got plans, you should be in pretty good shape. We're not going to see any rain in the triangle through the rest of the afternoon. High temperature about 95 degrees. That heat index here in the triangle we think is going to top out around 103 as we head toward 2 and 3 o'clock. And then we're going to see a slight chance of maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the triangle area later this afternoon into the early evening. But I don't think we're going to have a widespread problem with rain from the triangle area onto the north. We are going to be tracking showers, though, south of the triangle. That's going to be a different story there in Fayetteville, Sanford, Clinton. We are under a level one risk for severe weather later this afternoon. That means an isolated severe thunderstorm could pop up roughly from the triangle area onto the south and east, bringing the threat of some damaging winds and large hail. Now, here's the latest run of Futurecast. We're starting it off at noon, and you can see it captures the partly cloudy skies pretty well. And then as we head toward dinner time, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, we start to see a couple of isolated cells popping up south of the triangle. You can see there in the southern tier of our viewing area, and that continues as we head into the early evening hours. And I'm a little afraid that some of the fireworks celebrations in Fayetteville, for instance, down into Sampson County, parts of the southeastern portion of our viewing area over in Wayne County, you could see some showers lingering into that 9 o'clock hour when the fireworks get going, and then it all clears out of here by midnight. From the triangle area onto the north, though, I think our fireworks should be in pretty good shape. If you're going to the DBAP tonight for the Bulls game and then the fireworks at 9 o'clock, a very slight chance of seeing a shower. But in Fayetteville, you know, the fireworks in Fayetteville, downtown, and also at Fort Liberty, a better chance of seeing some showers and storms during the evening hours. Also, if you're planning a day trip down to the coast to do some swimming, heads up, we have a rip current risk there for pretty much the entire coast, but especially dangerous from Surf City out toward Ocracoke. We've had hundreds of rescues over the holiday weekend, so if you are going to be swimming, you need to be extra careful. Once we get through today, things cool off a little bit if you call 92, 93 degrees cooler, but we're in that summertime pattern now with heat, humidity, and afternoon and evening thunderstorms.
Brian, thanks. Well, fireworks are one of the most common ways we see people and communities celebrate Independence Day. Tonight at 5:30, we hear from a mother whose child lives with sensory sensitivity. Destiny Patterson explains that for some, fireworks shows are an assault on the senses.
If you're biking, you know you need a good helmet, but what should you look for? Well, take some advice from someone who bikes every day.
My three priorities are safety first, and then comfort, and then style.
Coming up, Five on Your Side breaks down Consumer Reports' top picks for bike helmets and locks.
And our new news continues now. Watch out, Twitter. You have new competition when Facebook's parent company is releasing its new app.
And thousands of adults are coming out of retirement to make enough money to make ends meet. Next at noon, why an economist says that's a good thing for the nation's financial picture.
Breaking news in a WRAL Live Center. A silver alert has been issued for a missing Durham man. He is believed to be suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. This is the alert right near here. His name is Douglas James Artis. He was last seen wearing a blue and gray robe with white dots and wearing gray Crocs. He is 67 years old, a black man about 6 foot tall, weighing 180 pounds. Of course, when you consider the hot temperatures out today, extremely hot temperatures, you can imagine officials want to find him soon. Anyone with information is asked to give police a call. He was last seen at an apartment complex on Gear Street in Durham.
We hope they find him soon. Elon Musk is making another change to Twitter. Users will now have to be verified to use TweetDeck. That's the dashboard app that helps users organize the content they send and receive. It's free right now, but starting next month, it is only available to verified users. Individuals pay $8 a month for that blue check mark. Organizations pay $1,000 a month. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is ready to launch its competitor to Twitter. It's called Threads, and it's linked to Instagram, giving it a built-in audience from day one. Screen grabs released to media outlets show an interface that looks like Twitter. The app will be ready to download on Thursday.
Whether it's for student loans or to add to a pension, nearly 2 in 5 adults in this country have a side hustle right now. A new study from Bankrate says people make about $800 a month from those second jobs. 30% of adults with a side hustle say they need it in order to make ends meet.
What you have is inflation eroding budgets, and you have the running out of savings and available credit. The need to help make ends meet is pushing people to do a side hustle or come out of retirement.
Curtis Dubé is the chief economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He calls this a positive trend since people aren't retiring can take some of the millions of jobs not yet filled in the U.S. economy.
The retail sector is preparing to take a hit when student loan payments start again. Many people will cut discretionary spending in order to find the money in their budget for those payments. It's a hit some say can go into the holiday shopping season. Companies including Walmart, Kroger, and Home Depot say they don't expect to sell as many high-ticket items this fall and expect customers to switch to lower price or generic brands.
Well, the stock market is closed today to observe Independence Day. We will see a number of economic reports this week, though. The biggest indicator could come from the June jobs report that's due out Friday and will show whether job growth is still slowing down. Well, shark attack always sound the alarm bells, especially at a time when so many people are enjoying the beach. What we know about the teenagers bitten by sharks farther up the Atlantic coast. Also, crowd control at Carowinds, how special cameras will help the amusement park manage a massive July 4th event. But as we head to break, take a look at your screen. Check out your winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're working to learn the name of a man shot and killed in Durham this morning.
Officers responded at a home on Robin Wood Road just before 2 o'clock this morning. That's the road that links Miami Boulevard to Cheek Road. Michael Grace was at that scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker and walks us through what we know now.
Well, this garage you see behind me, that has been the focal point of this investigation. It's the area where that man shot and killed. I want to get you to this video, though, of what this scene looked like earlier in the night. This is around 3 in the morning. You can see this large stretch of Miami Boulevard blocked off as investigators talk to people in the area about what they saw. And again, go through that garage with flashlights looking for any sort of evidence that they can find. Forensics has been in there as well, taking pictures, all sorts of video. And right now we're still working with Durham police to find out if anyone is in custody at this time. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Well, one person is dead and two others are seriously injured after a shooting in Roanoke Rapids. Police say the shooting happened at Madison Street and 2nd Street around 9 o'clock last night. Officers found 26-year-old Jeremy Motley in the roadway. He later died at the hospital.
Two teenagers at separate beaches on Long Island were attacked while in the water Monday. At least one has been confirmed to be a shark bite. The frightening experiences setting off alarms as millions of Americans flocked to the beach today to celebrate 4th of July. Stephanie Gosk tells her story.
This morning, fresh shark fears off the coast of New York, prompting new warnings for beachgoers heading out to celebrate the July 4th holiday.
Shark attack at the lifeguard station, Kismet Beach. Rescue's been notified.
Two incidents happening just 7 miles apart. On Monday, Long Island police responded to calls of a shark attack at Kismet Beach on Fire Island. Police say a 15-year-old boy was surfing when he was bitten, puncturing his left heel and toes.
He was able to swim to shore where our Marine Bureau and a Good Samaritan were able to assist him, give him some assistance, and get him over to a local hospital where he's recovering with non-life-threatening injuries.
Earlier in the day at Robert Moses State Park, officials say a 15-year-old girl was treated for three small bite wounds on her left leg.
We heard a whistle blow, screaming everyone to get out.
It's unknown what bit her. Authorities say a state park's drone was immediately deployed, but was unable to detect any, quote, dangerous marine life, including sharks, in the area. Though shark attacks are still very rare, there have been multiple encounters this summer, including three in Florida in a little over a week. And back near Long Island, there's been a recent increase of tiger and sand sharks swimming closer to shore.
I think it's crazy. There's been a lot of shark attacks happening on the beaches. There's been a lot of warnings of sharks.
A warning to those headed out to catch a wave and soak up the sun this holiday week. Be aware of your surroundings.
If you see something that looks like some type of shark or one of these bunker fish that they swim in these pods, it's probably a good idea to leave the water and notify some type of authority.
And that was Stephanie Gosk reporting. Now, an urgent warning from the family of a man killed by a drunk driver. That family is pleading with people not to drink and drive this holiday. Daniel Watt, a Duke University employee, died in a car crash almost 2 years ago. He was riding in a Lyft when Gregory Coley crashed into that vehicle. Authorities say Coley was driving 43 miles per hour, rather, with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Watt's brother says he's passionate about saving other families from the heartache his family experienced.
However far it is, please take a cab, take an Uber, take a Lyft, anything that will keep you from getting on that road and drinking and driving. I don't want any other family to have to deal with the pain that we're dealing with and have to deal with this loss and this grief.
Well, the most recent published data shows North Carolina has seen an increase in alcohol-impaired driving deaths over the past few years. Daniel Watt was a residence coordinator in student affairs at Duke.
Setup is underway for the big fireworks show at Fort Liberty. This is the first show since the Post changed its name from Fort Bragg, and the Army is going all out. The stage is ready for a number of musical guests, including Gavin DeGraw and Sheryl Crow. Polo Field is closed. That's where the fireworks are lined up, ready to close out the night with a spectacular show. The gates open to the public at 3. The fireworks will start going off around 9:45. Artificial intelligence will be used today to help police control heavy traffic during Carowinds 4th of July celebration. The sheriff's office in York County, South Carolina, says it will use AI cameras. They'll be stationed on streets around the theme park. The cameras constantly analyze data such as the number of cars, people, stopped cars, and even people who are jaywalking. The event is expected to attract around 60,000 people.
Thousands of families came out to Mooresville last night to enjoy the town's 4th of July fireworks. They braved the heat to enjoy a full day of fun, including music, food trucks, and a lot of family-friendly activities. Organizers encouraged families to stock up on water and sun protection before coming out to keep a close eye on their children for any heat-related illnesses.
Could the Titan submersible disaster have been prevented? Hear from a former employee who says he saw the problems coming.
And the IRS says someone is trying to scam taxpayers through the mail. The letter you need to watch out for and the red flags in it coming up.
And our team is working to bring you exclusive stories. For coverage you'll find only on WRAL, visit WRAL.com, search only.
As many states enact stricter abortion restrictions, some colleges now offer the morning after pill in vending machines. About 40 universities offer the vending machines. It's an effort to provide easily accessible emergency contraceptives on campuses. Currently, 14 states have enacted full or six-week abortion bans, many of them within the last year. Now, over-the-counter purchase of the morning after pill, though, remains legal in every state.
A former employee of OceanGate warned years ago about the potential for disaster of the Titan submersible. That's according to a report in The New Yorker. David Lockridge emailed a coworker in 2018 saying he was worried the company's CEO would, quote, kill himself and others in the quest to boost his ego. OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush was one of the five people on board the submersible when it imploded near the wreck of the Titanic last month.
Lockridge inspected every major component of the sub and found that glue was coming away from the seams of the ballast bags. You had mounting bolts threatening to rupture things, ceiling faces that had errant plunge holes, O-ring grooves that deviated from standard parameters. Everything that could go wrong was sort of going wrong.
Lockridge had legal issues with OceanGate after filing for wrongful termination. He claims he was fired for raising concerns about the submersible's safety.
Well, that tragedy of the Titan submersible may have raised the price of a family heirloom sold at auction this week. A collector paid $12,000 for this letter from a passenger who died on the Titanic. A man sent the letter to his brother from an Irish port just 4 days before the shipwreck. The letter tells the story of its author and describes the ocean liner, its luxuries, and the people on board. Well, a typo on a sign in a small town in Minnesota has some locals laughing. It's happening in the town of Ogilvy, spelled Ogilvy. Problem is, the dot switched some letters. A new sign with the town's population switched the L and the I. Residents say it's a common mistake and they take it in stride. The town's mayor says the city didn't place the sign, so it won't replace the sign. So word from the state on whether a new sign or a fix is in the works, we don't know yet.
The IRS wants you to watch out for a new tax refund scam. The agency says the scam involves a cardboard envelope from a delivery service and a letter inside uses IRS masthead. The letter says you have an unclaimed refund and then asks you for bank information and a picture of your driver's license. There are a number of red flags in the text as well, including strange wording, odd punctuation, and using more than one font.
Well, still ahead at noon, meet teenagers who provide a holiday service for their neighbors and make little college money on the side.
And here's a live look at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, one of the many places with a fireworks show tonight. We'll check back in with Brian Schrader for the fireworks forecast. Some young entrepreneurs in Texas are making a little extra money this 4th of July.
Yeah, they started a business setting out American flags for the entire neighborhood. Deanna Zoga shows us how the roots of their all-American business.
We got our metal detector?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready.
When Independence Day comes around, Grayson Burrow is installing American flags on 10-foot poles at the end of driveways in his neighborhood.
It looks really cool to see how just the whole street is filled with flags, and it's a really cool scene, like when you drive by and didn't know that you did that.
At 13 years old, Burrow is the founder of Heath Flag Service, a small business launched when he too was small.
I was in second grade, so however old I was then, I can't remember now.
With help from his family, including younger brother Zach, they install flags for clients on five holidays, including Independence Day, then come back to pick up the flags when the holiday is over. Burrow says he launched the service 5 years ago with 40 clients.
We started to set out flyers, and from there on, it just grew and grew.
Now, it's more like 150 customers.
I wanted my kids to kind of know what it felt like to have a hard day's work and earn some money. This is a way, we could help them learn that lesson.
This year, the Burroughs brought on kids from two more families to join the business.
We've hired some people to just do their neighborhood, and we pay them per flag and each new customer they get.
It's a great feeling that the boys are getting a chance to help people with that display of patriotism. And as parents, we feel a sense of pride that we're able to help enable them and direct them in that way.
The price for the service ranges from $75 for 2 years to $135 for 4 years, with a portion of profits donated to the Parks and Trails of Heath program.
Oh, wow. You know, that's so interesting. He was like not even a teenager when he thought of doing that.
Just brilliant. Those young minds.
I love it.
In the last 5 years, the teens have donated more than $2,000.
I want to take you to the nation's capital. You're looking live at the Independence Day Parade. These are live pictures coming in. It's been quite a parade. We've been monitoring this for the last hour since we've been here.
Hundreds of thousands line the streets to take a look at this parade. It's a major national event which seeks to draw the attention of Americans to the real meaning of the holiday celebrating America's birthday.
And of course, we got our own celebrations here with a lot of festivities planned later on today. Let's get right over to meteorologist Brian Schrader in the WRSB Weather Center.
Still watching all the fun they're having in downtown Apex. Their old-fashioned 4th of July celebration on Salem Street kind of winding down. This all ends at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but there was a big crowd out there. Still a pretty big crowd over here in this parking lot. Sunshine out there, and it is hot. Take a look at our live temperatures now. That's in the blue box, so we have 90 degrees as the air temperature in the triangle area. And then in that white box, that's the heat index. That's what it feels like when you add the humidity to it. So we're in the mid-90s here. Take a look at Fayetteville. Air temperature 90, the heat index 104. In Clinton, it is 90 degrees, but it feels like 106 degrees. Feels like 102 degrees right now in Goldsboro. That's why we have this heat advisory in effect. It's in effect till 8 o'clock this evening. As again, heat index values up to 105 degrees, but we've already topped 105 degrees in some of our communities. I think that 105 to 110 likely is going to be where things end up later this afternoon in places like Clinton, Goldsboro, and Fayetteville. Again, in the Triangle, we're not technically in that heat advisory, but it's going to be hot, and you need to take it easy if you do have to be outside. Here's an hour-by-hour look at our heat index forecast. And again, this is not the air temperature. This is what it's going to feel like when you add the humidity. It's already a little underdone here, so with these numbers, I would add a couple of degrees to it, and as we head toward 1:30, 2 o'clock, maybe 109 to 112 degrees, the feels like temperature in Clinton. And that really warm feeling lasts into the late afternoon. Above 100 degrees is the feels like temperature in the Triangle, even at 6 o'clock this evening. So if you're going out to any of the celebrations in the early evening and even into the later evening hours with the fireworks, it's still going to feel warm throughout the entire viewing area. We're also going to be watching for the risk of seeing some showers and storms developing. Not so much in the Triangle. As we take a look at Futurecast through the rest of the afternoon, we stay dry. Then as we head toward the dinner hour in our southern counties, that's where we have the best chance of seeing some showers and storms developing. And a couple of these could become severe, with an isolated risk of seeing some severe weather this afternoon, especially in those southern counties. Fireworks shows in that 9 o'clock hour. Looks fine, I think, from the Triangle area to the north. But in Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, it looks like we do have the risk of seeing at least a few thunderstorms rolling around out there. So let's take a look at that severe weather risk for the afternoon, a level one risk from the Storm Prediction Center. They just issued an update. They didn't change much at all. We still have the risk of seeing damaging winds in our viewing area. The hail risk has shifted a little bit. Earlier, it included everyone under this level one risk, but now it's confined to the coast. So what we could see with those thunderstorms developing later today, the chance of seeing one or two of those creating some brief damaging winds. Not a huge risk, just something to keep in mind. Beautiful day at the beach out at Carolina Beach, but yesterday they had 70 rip current rescues in the water there. We have a moderate rip current risk for most of the North Carolina coast, especially dangerous today from Surf City out toward Ocracoke, something you need to keep in mind if you're planning to go swimming at the coast today or really through the rest of the week. Once we get through today, we settle into a summertime pattern with highs in the low 90s, lows in the low 70s, and that afternoon and evening thunderstorm risk pretty much every day, and any of those storms could produce some pretty heavy rain and, of course, lightning.
All right, Brian, thank you. Well, still ahead, find out the one kind of concert country music great Dolly Parton says she won't do.
And the search for a rare trading card is over. How many millions of dollars people are willing to pay for the one ring? That's still ahead.
Well, as we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. Most people are not working today, but there's still plenty of traffic around area gas stations. Gas at sheet stores across the country is $1.77. This promotion, of course, is in honor of the 4th of July, the signing at 1776. The deal is supposed to go until the gas runs out.
Durham police are asking the community not to participate in celebratory gunfire tonight. It's been an issue that has killed several people, some in front of friends and family, as bullets fell from the sky. The department says it is up to gun owners not to fire those weapons in the air, as officers cannot be everywhere in the city.
And new at noon, we have answers from the town of Apex about the finale of their fireworks show. Many of you have written in to us since the show last night wanting to know if something went wrong to create this fireball in the show's finale. Well, we checked with Apex, and a spokesperson tells us that fireball was a planned part of the finale and that it's a signature move for the company hired to put on that spectacular lights show.
The hunt for a precious Lord of the Rings collectible is over. The game Magic the Gathering released a new series of cards about 2 weeks ago based on the world set in the J.R.R. Tolkien novels. It included a one-of-a-kind card called the One Ring. Hasbro announced someone found the card over the weekend. A trading card store in Spain promised to pay the owner more than $2 million if he or she is willing to give up the card. Right now, the owner wants to remain anonymous.
Well, the director of the highly anticipated Barbie movie is being tapped to direct upcoming films in the Narnia franchise. Netflix plans to release at least two new movies connected to the series. The streaming service owns the rights to the stories written by C.S. Lewis. Now, analysts say the company is making the right move, seeking out Gerwig to direct, since her new Barbie movie is poised to be a box office hit. She was also previously nominated as Best Director for Lady Bird.
Seen all the Marvel movies? Now you can see a Marvel musical. Disneyland's launched a new Rogers the Musical attraction. The real-life production, inspired by a fictional Broadway show featured in the Disney series Hawkeye. The 30-minute show focuses on the story of Steve Rogers, better known as Captain America. Rogers the Musical is slated to run through August 31st in Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah. Well, Dolly Parton says she does not want to live on in the form of AI holograms. A reporter asked the 77-year-old singer, are we sure she's 77? Well, they asked her about the prospect at a news conference. Parton said the body of work she already has here on Earth will leave enough of a legacy for her. She also joked that everything about her is already artificial anyway. Records labels have used artificial intelligence to create performances by iconic artists, including Whitney Houston, Amy Winehouse, and ABBA.
One smart lady.
Yes,
I love her
is.
Even more.
She's quite the business lady. Well, fireworks are one of the most common ways to see people and communities celebrate Independence Day. However, not everyone can enjoy them. Coming up at 4, we hear from a mother whose child lives with sensory sensitivity.
We thank you for spending part of your 4th of July with us. We hope your holiday is a safe one. NBC News Daily is next on WREL and your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Of course, you can get breaking news updates anytime on WREL.com and the WREL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.